Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Dates and old people having sex. Exciting. Yum. Nina Parker is here. Hunter is still off, which we're kind of happy about. And Jeff Dye is here.
Hello. Thank you. It's been very positive. It's, I love it here.
You can answer all the hate tweets later now.
Yeah. I have been fielding them.
Yes. So Kim and Kanye are living their best lives in Paris right now, soon to be this girl. They stopped by KFC and did some light shopping yesterday. But of course, the internet had to find something to be pissed about, and apparently it was about this. I love Kanye because he's literally more narcissistic than I am. Like, I'm obsessed with myself, and he's just like walking out, leaving her with the bags.
So when I heard it, like it was described to me before I saw it, so it looks a lot more innocent than I thought.
Yeah.
It looked like they were kind of getting a little freaky with each other.
Yeah.
They got caught, and he was a little flustered coming out. So I think he just forgot about the bags. I don't think he was trying to be rude.
Nina is the smartest person I know. The fact that she thinks that they were just caught, that was a planned filming
moment. I know it was planned, but I think she was messing with him. You know what I mean? So she made it a little bit more flirtatious than I think he expected because he was laughing.
Right.
So they clearly had some kind of inside thing going on, which is why I think it's fine.
I've only been here for 3 days, and this is twice where we've gone a little hard on Kanye when I don't think he did anything wrong. He's just snuggling up with his lady in the thing, and then he comes out, he's like, smiling, you know? What's the problem?
But what about leaving your lady with all the bags?
Yeah. He treats women as equals. She can pick up bags. He's a man who treats women like equals.
I love the male producers that just yelled out loud. We know who you are now.
Yeah.
So Kate and Oliver Hudson stopped by Ellen today, and she revealed the most famous party crasher her family has ever had.
So I'm like standing at the door making sure that people who aren't supposed to be at the party aren't coming in. There's like 400 people in my parents' house. And I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. You know, the control freak in me is like, this is not okay. And I see someone scaling, literally scaling an 8-foot gate at my parents' house. And I'm going, I'm freaking out. I'm like, this person, and I see this, and they come off and they like do like a back handspring thing, pulls down. I'm like about to yell at this guy, and it's Tom Cruise. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were coming to our party.
He's like, I wasn't invited.
He's like, I heard there was a party. I'm like, yeah, Tom, come on in.
This story did not happen.
You're right. That is not real. She wanted some charming, cute story to tell Ellen that she thought everyone was going to fall all over. We all just go, what?
Yeah.
You guys are famous, right? You guys have...
Yes, someone told him. Yes, Nina, own it. Yes, you are.
Have you ever climbed a fence to get to your friend's party?
I'm not even climbing my own fence.
Yeah.
Right. He's an A-list celebrity.
She's telling me he scaled an 8. Like, you know how when someone, you can tell when someone's lying when they exaggerate the details?
Yes.
He scaled an 8-foot wall and did a somersault.
And she goes, back
and landed on his feet.
But she's might be the only idiot here. I totally believed her.
Oh, so Tom Cruise didn't know there was a party, and he scaled a fence, did a back handspring, and then he was like, ugh, just,
also,
I came alone. My date can't jump an 8-foot wall.
He probably went alone, but how is she going to make that up? Well, what if he disputes that?
The way that she told the story is talking about, like, hanging out with her parents. Isn't he closer to her parents' age than hers?
Yeah, the whole thing is
a little...
So why
would he go to this party?
Tom Cruise wanted to go to a party? I don't know. I believe that this happened. I don't know. Please let us know if this is real.
Or what makes you think that happened?
I fully believe that. I just don't know why you would make something up like that.
I think sometimes it gets intimidating to go on these couches because they always tell you to have, like, a story.
Right.
And she was like, well, and maybe he did stop by, but I don't believe he's scaling walls and doing a full-on Mission Impossible in her front yard.
All right. We love Kate Hudson here.
Uh-oh.
So I believe your story.
From the producers, Jeff screwing it up. We love Kate.
We love her. We do.
Not fake news.
No, you being a liar doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means I tell an entertaining story sometimes from a time or two.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to disagree also with what you said earlier.
Oh, my God. All right. My life coach, in more important news, Gwyneth Paltrow, we love her, threw a big party last night in Hollywood with one rule. Everybody had to be makeup free. Could you do that? Insanity. Oh. Kate Hudson, our favorite, Demi Moore, Samantha Ronson, and Rachel Zoe were all there and bare.
Well, at least there's photos of this event. We know what happened.
Oh, my God. All right.
Everyone's
laughing.
Kate,
you do you. I love these ladies. I love that she did that. I thought that was a really good idea. But I'm also, you should know this about me, I'm a massive Gwyneth Paltrow fan.
Oh,
anything
nice.
She wants to put an egg somewhere.
Right.
She wants to me to cut my ear off.
She wears baby seal jackets.
Oh, no.
You said anything.
For me, like, if one of my, it was at her house. So most of the time, if my girlfriend's like, come over, I don't go over with makeup.
Yeah, it depends
on. So why was this a thing?
It depends on what friend's house. Like, if I have a friend that's going to post a bad photo of me, I have those friends, then I have to wear a little makeup.
Okay.
I don't know how many times I've been on a date and a girl will tell me, like, I'm not even wearing makeup right now. And I've had three sisters. I'm like, I don't say it out loud, but I'm like, bitch, you guys have makeup.
Yeah.
Like, how dumb do you think I am? Were you born with a black line? You're born with a black line over both your eyes.
You know,
that's called makeup.
They're like, I don't have makeup on. I just have a little gloss and a little
concealer.
Eyebrow pencil and a little mascara. I'm like, girl, that's makeup.
Yeah. What department did you find all that?
Yeah.
The makeup department.
It's not. You don't have it. You don't not have makeup on.
It's a light. Yeah.
People think it means like the foundation.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it means. It means if you had to apply anything to your face that is not moisturizing, you have on makeup.
If it can't stand the napkin test, then
right. Because these are like A-list women, them not having makeup is a big deal.
Yeah.
But
right.
Also, these are the women who can afford like the best facial treatments in the world. Like they can get, you know,
they look good no matter what.
$2,000 facials. Of course, you're going to look good without makeup.
I need a lot of makeup. Anyway, Steven Spielberg's daughter wants to get into porn and are getting judgy on Twitter, but she. This is powerful. My body, my life, my income, my choice. I owe not one single person my autonomy or virtue just because of the name.
I mean, she's not wrong.
You go, girl.
She's not wrong.
Sure.
And, yeah, look, this is what she wants to do. This is something she feels like I'm going to make it on my own, and this is the line of work she wants to be in. And you know what? She should do what makes her happy.
I don't understand the problem. She's a grown-ass woman. She's 23 years old. The only problem I have is the porn name, Sugar Star.
It's Sugar Star.
Who did you consult about this name? Sugar Star.
No, we gotta do. You know what? Your dad. Ooh, weird.
Yeah, I mean, your
someone
dad
should help you.
Spielberg.
Your
I have
dad
a little creativity
you with
your
name.
Yeah, it's not good. It could be like something that's also gonna get clicks. Like, we should incorporate Spielberg into it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I asked the producers to send me some clip of her work over and over and over, and no one sent it to me. So I have no opinion because I didn't get to do the research.
Anyway, what might be one of the most shameless marketing ploys of all time? This is very light and fun. You're going to have fun.
All right.
Bone Thugs and Harmony announced they're now called Boneless Thugs and Harmony,
nice.
An homage to Buffalo Wild Wings. And the most confusing part, the CMO of Buffalo Wild Wings said they are not doing this for monetary reasons.
It's not an argument. We boneless, not check this out. Ain't no doubt about that.
A new love for boneless wings led to a new name.
We need to be boneless thugs now. Bottom line.
I ain't changing shit.
I mean, they actually pretty good, but they don't have no bones.
They
in
boneless,
it.
Baby. We boneless only. We boneless only.
I think that we funny.
I love it.
We bone just less. That's amazing. That's a good one. I like that. I'm for that.
I think the PR person is the one who's confused on this. Like, I think he's probably like a typical person. He just collected his money. He's like, no, this was real. He didn't even go to the shoot and realize that's clearly parody. Like, it was very fun and well done.
He was the CMO of the company. Like, not PR. Like, he runs the company.
He doesn't know what's going on.
I think he's just made a really bad joke.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad joke. And also a joke that's in writing never usually works out.
That's
you
true,
know,
too.
You need to be able to deliver it.
Guilty.
Get as charged.
I love you giving the comedian like instructions.
Yeah. No, I know comedians. By the way,
joke is told.
Yeah.
I've been on Lights Out twice.
Yeah, no, but I'm a funny person.
You are very funny.
Thank you.
I find both of you.
I just wanted you to say that.
Yeah.
I think there's a cute little marketing campaign, and I know, like, obviously, like, they don't have hits anymore, so I always love it.
Ooh.
What? Is that me?
No, I just.
Oh, so I'm
I didn't know.
They're not recording.
I'm not saying they're bad people. They don't have no hits. Tweet me if you want to.
No, do they used to have a bunch of hits, right?
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They don't even have new hits.
Right. I love, like, the resurgence of, like, nostalgic groups that, you know, aren't necessarily selling platinum albums, but it's like they find a little niche.
They're also selling merch, so you're going to get some merch. Boneless merch.
This is a Boneless and Thugs jacket.
Yeah. A lot of it's actually sold out, so I think this marketing ploy is working.
I'd get a boneless hat.
I'd get a boneless hat, too. Yeah. We want boneless hats. Okay. Up next, Beer Chugging Housewives and The Bachelor is going vintage. We'll be right back.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
Welcome back. Another week, another fight on Real Housewives of New Jersey, and the ladies go a bit too far during a little game of beer chugging.
I bet you I could chug a bottle of beer faster than anyone at the table.
Come on, I'll kill you. Hot potatoes.
Chug.
There's going.
What is that look for? What?
Jennifer, read the room. The only achievement you've ever had is marrying someone rich.
You need to stop taking things so seriously.
By the way,
nobody cares what you have to say. By the way.
She's classless.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Fred Flintstone called. He wants his outfit back. Biatch.
Why did this go so left? They were all having such a good time. They were having fun, and then here come the fun police.
Yeah, it was like a frat party. Beer chugging and talking, you know? Like.
I'm like a really crass human being. I did think that was a little out of left field.
By the way, like, unless she's doing it to you, why do you give a?
Yeah.
Like, I think she thought she was being funny, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of people think they're being funny. Maybe they should just not be.
She's chugging a Coors Light. Anything goes when you're chugging a Coors Light.
Yeah.
It was very aggressive.
I just feel like we're all at dinner. We're having a good time. We're playing a little game. Everybody's getting a little inebriated. Yeah. Was she offended? She felt like it was classless. That's why she got mad? Yeah. I'm glad she went home.
Yeah, but no.
Maybe this is because I'm a dude, but I sympathize with all the husbands that were just all sitting there going, here we go again.
Yeah.
She's gonna say a thing, and then she's gonna say a thing, and I gotta go home and listen to her say a bunch of things about that girl that said the thing. And who's picking up the tab? Not old yellow dress.
And that's the thing, girl. You said an 8 and now you're leaving? Like, you're gonna have to put in on this tab.
Yeah, what's going on here? Venmo me at least.
In my short stint of reality TV, those meals are paid for, so it's okay. All right, over on Married at First Sight, Katie has a heart-to-heart lunch with her mom to talk about the state of her marriage to Derek. The newlyweds seem to have an easygoing relationship, but Katie thinks her man is a little too comfortable.
Well, how is your husband?
He's almost too comfortable. Like, he literally looks for any possible chance to tell me he's gonna go to the bathroom. I'm not kidding.
I just gotta take a
Shut up, Derek.
It might be a while. I gotta take this heavy load. See you in a couple minutes.
I can't imagine he's gonna do that for the rest of your married life. Do you think so?
This morning when he came in from walking jacks, I was like, yeah, my insides are about to explode. And I was like,
I just don't know that there's any better out there.
Mom
doesn't have high hopes for that daughter, let me tell you.
I don't think she likes her kid.
No. I also think this is where, like, the double standard comes in. Like, you guys can do that all day long. If we said one comment like that, you would not return a text.
Oh, life is full of double standards. Sure, I agree with you 100%. Don't tell me about your little all that. But also, I think this guy's just he's immature. What, he's, what, 22 years old? Like, his last roommates were probably, like, in a house with 15 dudes.
Yeah.
And they all had ringworm, and he's, like, announcing all his poops.
It is very much like a frat boy.
He's a young guy. Like, I'm gonna go take a load. He's like, get out of here.
So do you think, okay, so obviously Marriage at First Sight, they've only known each other for basically 2 weeks.
Right.
Do you think that this is just his attempt to, like, create intimacy in a way? Like, I think sometimes people try to, like, fast forward those uncomfortable things to make it feel like
look
you're more comfortable.
Look how close we are.
Exactly.
I pee with the door open.
Right. I think he's trying to, like, fake it, not realizing it's, like, not that groundbreaking.
But it also, maybe sometimes, like, a polite warning. Like, just so you know, hey, don't come in here.
That's what he did.
But that's also, that's why there's something called a lock.
Yeah, but locks, smells get out of locks.
I mean, he ain't
like
wrong.
Avoid the area.
Enough. I haven't eaten enough. We have the Fantasy Suites coming up on the Bachelor finale, which means people are all right. But not everyone loves this back as Madison gives Pilot Pete an ultimatum.
Madison's mission.
She's unwinding.
Becomes a sweet ultimatum.
I wouldn't be able to say yes to an engagement if you have slept with the other woman.
I have been intimate. I can't lie to you about that.
Setting the course.
I'm sorry.
For a bombshell finale.
Don't let her go.
You're home to us.
Is this show for real? I cannot get into this show.
Oh, I love it.
Do you watch it?
You want to know what the bombshell is, guys? Spoiler alert. You guys ready? Hot take. Sister wives. They all agree to be together. It's beautiful.
That is beautiful. I feel like that would work. And then if, like, one doesn't want to stick around, they can drop off like
it's
flies.
It's not a big deal. Yeah.
Like, has she watched the damn show? Has she been somewhere where The Bachelor does not air? Does she not know that, like, a lot of people on The Bachelor hook up?
Yeah, maybe at one point they had a conversation where he said, you know what, I haven't done anything with these ladies yet, and then that has changed, and they didn't talk about it, and so she was upset. She's annoying.
I just, you know what, I don't think it bothers her. I think this is a play.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, this is her gameplay. Like, she wants to stand out from the other girls.
Yes.
Right.
More importantly, what is up with the moms on these shows? Like, now this lady's talking about bringing her home.
Yeah.
She's not a POW.
We also, right. We all,
like, she's on The Bachelor in a mansion. Like, lady, also, relax.
She kind of is.
I agree. Might have saved himself. I'm not sure you want to marry a virgin.
I don't. And it's a lot of pressure.
That sounds, that's
never
a lot
met
of,
one.
I've never met one either.
Oh, my God. Would you too?
Anyway, first dates can be awkward, so alcohol helps, unless it's mini bottles of Fireball. Ooh, Lindsay and Carl's first date went south fast on Bravo's Summer House.
Mm. So I brought a couple of shots of Fireball because I think that that helps both of us open up a little bit more.
I'm going first. Commitment stuff is scary for me. I'm afraid to get into relationships because of my family. It's like I come from this world of, like, cheating, lying, infidelity, like, everything.
I have family shit, but I don't have commitment issues because of it.
My mother abandoned me. That doesn't make me afraid of commitment.
I don't give you shit about stuff. You're vulnerable. I listen.
I don't make excuses.
What? It's not a f-ing excuse.
Then calm the take a f-ing lap.
Easily the worst date I've ever had.
I'll take a lap. You calm the down.
Yeah.
Well, that Fireball was a good idea.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you think they're gonna go out again?
I hope so. That was awesome.
I know that you kind of felt like he was being a mess, but I kind of felt like she was kind of gaslighting him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't imagine a world where, like, I sit down with a girl and then I go, "Do you want a family?" And then she's like, "Yeah, sure. That's why we're doing this, right?" And he's like, "Not me. I come from a line of cheating and lying. No commitment for me, baby."
But I'm not gonna debate you. Like, on a first date, if you say, like, "These are the things I don't want," I'm not gonna try to convince you to give it to me.
Those are the red flags you take.
Okay, cool. Then we don't want the same.
Right.
Anyway, don't go anywhere. I'm with Stupid is next. Welcome back. We missed you so much. Jeff Dye is surprisingly still here, so we picked out another nightly pop classic for him. I'm with Stupid. The arrow points to you. That's like the joke. Get it?
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
I've seen those hilarious shirts.
There you go. So this sexy Florida woman was out bar hopping when she hit a rough patch at the Ragged Ass Saloon. But it was her boyfriend who really got his ass run, ragged.
A Florida woman is accused of running over her boyfriend with a golf cart after a day of bar hopping on Pine Island.
Roughed up at Rugged Ass Saloon.
We actually listen to music at the Ragged Ass Saloon quite a bit, and we've never seen anything like that happen.
Okay.
I love that.
You go to a place called the Ragged Ass Saloon, you're lucky that's all that happened to you.
Yeah.
That's what I would expect if I go to a place like that.
It's a local hotspot. All the neighbors and golf carts are like, we listen to music there.
She seemed like sweethearts. They didn't seem ragged ass at all. They're like, can we interview in the golf cart with your tiny dog?
The girl who got arrested, though, looks like,
I feel like this local news place only did it so they could keep saying the name.
Right.
Like, it just felt like
they were in on the joke.
A lot of places, a lot of times they didn't need to say the name. They kept saying Ragged Ass.
Right. Online dating apps can be scary. We've heard all of the horror stories, but went real left for a Massachusetts woman when her date
Massachusetts
decided he was a little low on cash. I can't say Massachusetts.
Just say Boston. That was embarrassing.
Police say Christopher took Shelley on a first date after they met on a dating app. The first stop on that date while Shelley was driving was a bank. When Christopher came out, he was sweating and had $1,000 in cash. Apparently, this fool robbed a whole bank while his date was in the car. And to top it off, he made her the getaway driver. Eventually, she was cleared and Chris's ass was locked the hell up.
Who is doing the voiceovers? What is going on with you? What is going on in local news?
Chris's dumb robber punk ass.
Yeah, like, sir, do you know you're at work?
It's not journalism.
Wow.
Nightly podcast.
I want to do local news. I don't even know what happened. I just kept hearing the voices. It was very strange.
This guy made his date the getaway car because he didn't tell her that he was robbing a bank. But well, here's the thing. How do we know that's true? That lady might that's her backup story.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. True.
Because she looked a little shifty to me. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that mugshot, but she looked like somebody who would rob a bank. Well, the stuff really like that does happen. So I guess, we all are maybe vulnerable to something like that.
I have one of my sisters is like set three cars on fire over the course of her life just to get insurance money.
Oh.
And then she'll even try to get happened to my truck.
No, you can't.
Can you do that?
You don't know which sister.
Anyway, next, a 36-year-old woman was arrested in Ohio for calling 911 multiple times after her parents shut off her phone service.
I'm unable to call any of my clients, my boss back, and I'm about to lose my job.
Your parents took your phone now?
They canceled my cell phone service.
This type of circumstance, you cannot call 911 over this, okay? This 911 is a line for
I feel unsafe. I've been unable to call for help. Can I just come into the police department tomorrow, to be honest?
No, ma'am, they have to come out to you because you called 911 again.
I feel bad for her.
Was she trying to get her parents arrested?
She was feeling unsafe and she was angry and upset that they cut her phone off.
That's
so she thought 911 was the number to call.
Was she on a payphone? How did she make that call?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, she's like, my cell phone service doesn't work. Yeah. What are you calling from? Oh, never mind. I think it's back on. What's happening?
Y'all know you can call emergency services from a phone that doesn't work.
That's probably why she did it.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
No. I lost a lot of pets. Now I'm happy to know this.
You don't need the phone to, like, the bill could not be paid. It could be, just.
Oh, this could have saved so many people.
We are out of time, sadly, but don't miss us on Monday. And Jess, thanks so much again for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you.